Tonight we're holding at the end of the Zayin Nekiyim, about to begin the day of the Tevila. So we know that the Zman Tevila for a Nida is at night. And it's always a week after they have Sick Tire. The days of the week. If they have Tire was on a Sunday, then the Tevila will be a Sunday night. If they have Tire was on a Monday, it's going to be Monday night. Easy way to remember when the Lot Tevila will be. If the husband's in the city, so then there's a specific mitzvah that she should type up his man. And if he's not in the city, so then there may not be a specific inyan for her to tell this man. There's even a minig that she should wait until the night before the husband's going to be coming into the city, or she'll be going into the city where the husband is, and that night to sleep, if she's sleeping alone, to sleep with a baguette of the husband, an undershirt or something of the husband. That's the minig. Now, in any case where she feels that she's not up to going to the mikvah because she's weak or she's not feeling well, whatever the situation may be, if it's a good reason, she can wait until she feels healthier and ready to go. But just stams it to be deichadi tvila, one should not. A lot of times, even when there is a good reason, you speak to a rav, the rav may be able to give you some simple eitzes and how to be able to get it in at the right night without it being such a big deal.
You push off
if you know vada, you're going to push off the tefillah. If you know vada, you're going to push off. What?
Well, say
it. I have answers for that, and I know women that are worked out then also. If you
let's
need,
say it's
if you know vada, then you should push off the hafzitara. But if you don't know vada, why lose that chance? Which it could work out.
If a husband's not going to be in town?
What?
If a husband's not going to be in town, you know
vada. So that's against the vada. Then you could push off the Hefsek Tire, but let's say you flew out afterwards.
Better to push off the Hefsek Tire than push off the Leil Tefila?
Miss Tami, yes.
Maybe she won't make all Shimon Akim anyways.
What?
Could be during the Shimon Akim, she won't make
the... When was the last time she didn't make it through the Shimon Akim? Why would she not make it through the Shimon Akim? Okay, now... Now, Tevila Leil Shabbos, if that's the Zman Tevila, so we make her and we allow her to type a Leil Shabbos. If that's her Zman Tevila. If she was able to go earlier, she did not have a good excuse for pushing it off, so then, in many situations, we will not let her go Leil Shabbos Friday night. If her Leil Tevila is Matzei Shabbos, even though also then you're coming on to a Kula in the Halachas of Chafifa, as we'll see, so therefore, if that's her Zman Tevila, we let her go Matzei Shabbos. If she was able to go earlier, so there is a question of the placement if we let her go Matzei Shabbos or not. Well, here we are, halacha l'maaseh, more mekel than letting her go Leil Shabbos. But again, you should speak to Rav beforehand. Now, the preparations is called Chafifa. Chafifa is... means to wash well. Now, the idea of the chafifa is to remove any possible chatzita that may be remaining on her from earlier, so that when she tables, will be a good tevila. There's a takanis Ezra, wrote down the Gemara Bava Kama, that the Isha should wash all areas of hair well with warm water, soap, shampoo, and wash it well with warm water. And then the hair on the head has to be combed out with a comb, and the rest of the body just has to be separated by hand. Later on, there's a takana brought down the Rishayim, and the Rishayim bring down that possibly it's part of the takana of Ezra, or the Rishayim bring down the minig. The minig is that she should wash her whole body with a lot of water. Then, the later minig is, based on the Maril, that she should sit in a bath up to the middle of her stomach for 8 minutes or 10 minutes at the most. That's all she has to sit in the bath. So again, at the end of the day, what she should be doing is washing her hair out well, because it's the area that dirt and sweat can get gathered over there. So we're more concerned about cleaning out her hair. The hair on her head has to be combed out. She should wash her whole body with water and sit in a bath for up to 10 minutes. 8 minutes is also enough. 10 minutes, you don't have to do more than that. Why was she going to do more than that? Read the paper? Not that you can't, but why drive them nuts to stay in there more? They want to get out of there. Yeah, but if she wants, she can stay in there longer. 100%. 100%. Just, okay. Now, just before we start going through the chatzitzes, the body is divided into three parts. There's makim hagaloi, which is the open area of the body, open, what's open to the outside. That has to come in contact with the water. That's where dinei chatzitza play a role, because if there's anything on her that's separating her body from the water, that will be considered chatzitza. Now, we know that min ha-Torah, in order for chatzitza to be an issue, it needs to be on roiv of her guf, and also that she's makbe, which means she would want to remove it, she would do whatever she could to remove it. You need roiv and makbe. Or if she's not makbe, but if most people are makbe, that would be a chatzitza. We also passing that each area of here by itself is like a guf by itself. And therefore, it's possible to have a chatzitza on most of the hair in one area, which will create a problem. That's min ha-Torah. Midrabanan, we say either or. Roiv alone or makbet alone creates a chatzitza. So if it's a roiv, even if you're not makbet, or if it's a miyot and makbet, that's a chatzitza midrabanan. The Ramah comes along and says, we're noig to remove all chatzitzes, even if it's a miyat ve'enei makbid, even if it's a small chatzitza and she's not makbid, people are not makbid on it, we're noig to remove. Therefore, I'm stressing that in our list over here that we're learning right now, and the Kala's sheet that she got as a Kala, is all focusing on what the lechatchila is for preparations for the mikvah that she should be removing lechatchila. But if it ever happens that she did not do one of these things, even if she's still in the mikvah, before you send her back to table again, call a rav to find out if she has to, because it is very stressful the first time, and kol shekin the second time is even more stressful to have to go back into that mikvah. So it's kedai to ask her off, because many times it's only from what we're lechatzila aiming towards, but will not be ma'akev in her tzvila. So that's makam ha'galoi. There's makam ha'starim. The base ha'starim is those parts of the body which are hidden but open to the outside. Her mouth, her ears, her nose, her eyes, any other opening, that's called base ha'starim. Over here we need to be royal b'yismayim. The makam galoi, we need to come in contact with the water. The base of starim, we just need that it should be clean enough that if water would come in, it would reach all areas of the base of starim. But we don't need that it should actually have to come in contact with water. It should be clean. The third part is what's called belua. Belua means what's in the body itself. What's in the body itself. If for whatever reason she had to get pins or plates or whatever it may be that they had to put into the body, that's not going to be chaytzis, that's called belua. Now, at what point in the base has started does it now turn into belua? So pashtas, if you're talking about the ears or the nose, by the opening is base has started, further in is belua. And that's what we're going to learn about on the sheet. We're going to play it out as we go through the sheet now, which will make things simpler. Just one more point. When does she do this chafifa? When's the best time to do the chafifa? The best time to do it is the machlekes in Rishayim. When's the best time to do it? Is it better that she should do it while it's still day? So she's not in a rush. She's doing it patiently. Where am I rushing to? Or perhaps it's better she should do it after Shkia. before Tzeis, right? They don't tell him until Tzeis. Over here in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is a half an hour after, or maybe sometimes Friday night, 20 minutes after Shkia. But you still have, you have a half an hour until you go into the mikvah. So maybe it's better they should do it after Shkia, so it's closer to the Tzvila, so less of a chance of a Chatzitza coming onto her between the preparations and the Tzvila. That's a question of the question. We're not going to start earlier and continue in to the night until it's time to go to the Tzvila or to leave your house to go to the Tzvila. So let's go through the sheet here and we'll try to answer the questions as we go through it. Okay, day of Tzvila. On the Tzvila day, do not handle dough and other sticky things or eat meat, even chicken or chopped meat. Fish and other foods are permitted. So this is a minig brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch calls it a minig yafa. It's not going to be ma'akev, but it's accepted minig that on the day of the tefillah, not the night before, the day of the tefillah itself, she should not eat meat. Now, obviously, if someone knows that there's a certain food that always gets stuck between your teeth, so on your own, it probably would be better not to eat that on the day of the tefillah, for the same idea over here. But meat is the minig. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol Hamoed, and Purim, eating meat is permissible. As we said, it's not ma'akev, so therefore when there's a mitzvah, one could eat it. Chafifa, the preferred custom is to begin the chafifa before sundown and continue until nightfall. That's what we explained before. You start well before Shkia, and then you continue until after Shkia, until it's time to tayvel, or it's time to go to the mikvah to get there on time.
That's also for
and speak about the Shabbos. If the entire Chafifah is done after nightfall, the Chafifah should take as long as it normally takes when begun earlier. There's no din that has to take an hour or 2 hours or half an hour. Whatever it normally takes you, if it normally takes you half an hour, so then you need to make sure that you're not doing it in a rush and it takes a half an hour. The idea is, again, we don't want you to do it in a rush and leave things out. So therefore, if you know it only takes you 45 minutes, so then make sure it takes you 45 minutes. Normally, you don't have to time it on the clock, because you're going to do it patiently anyways. But over here, where there's a chance, you might do it in a rush, because you want to get to the mikvah quickly. So then, look at the clock, make sure it took you the normal time that it normally takes.
That's also when you start before Shkia?
No, no, I'm talking about here. The entire chafifah is done after nightfall. Otherwise, why do you have to worry about it? Cutting nails, what do you mean, before?
I mean, it starts before and goes after. Should it take an hour?
No, no. There's no such thing hour. Exactly. Cutting nails and sitting in bath is included in the hour. I meant to take that. But it doesn't mean the hour. It means the time that she's spending. She doesn't have to sit in the bath doing nothing. She can prepare herself. She can cut her nails. During the time of the Chafifa, a woman must sit in a bath of hot water above the navel for 10 minutes. That's enough. Even when doing the entire Chafifa at night, a woman does not have to sit in the bath for more than 10 minutes. Some women think they have to sit there for a half an hour and read the paper. They don't have to. Do not use very hot water for the Chafifa, bath, and rinsing. Use water that's comfortably hot. A lot of times, women take it very kipshuta. That they were told hot water, so it means hot. It just means warm. Chafifa washing, cleaning, examination should not be done more than one time. You do it once, and that's it. Okay, now, the question I was asked before. Let's say it comes out on Friday night. My Lel Tefillah is Friday night. So then, the complete preparation has to be done before Shabbos. And the Chatchila should be done before Halakhis Neiris. Should do it before Imakabal Shabbos. It has to be done before Imakabal Shabbos. If one feels that they still might need to do something, so at Kabbalah Shabbos, she can make it tonight that if I will need to do something, then I'll not be Imakabal Shabbos. I'll be Imakabal Shabbos later. And that, but still, she only has until Shkia to do whatever she needs to do. It has to be done, all the preparation has been done earlier. Preparing, showering, bathing, checking over, everything's done earlier. You go straight to the mikvah, and you tayvel, and you come back home, and you have a very peaceful, nice Shabbos. What?
When?
Whatever time it is, call the mikvah, find out what time they're expecting you there.
No, I mean, you can't come, like,
Yeah, to Taylor, you'll have to wait until at least 20 minutes, or half an hour after the Shkia, but you'll find out when they open and what time you should be there. Matzei Shabbos, where again, we're trying to accomplish that you should start your Chafifa Miboy Yom while it's still day. So you're not going to be able to do that Matzei Shabbos because it's Shabbos. So you do all the preparations on Friday. And then obviously you're putting on makeup and eating meat on Shabbos. So Matzei Shabbos, I just need to clean my mouth, remove the makeup, make sure to remove the makeup well, rinse myself off. I don't have to sit in the bath again. I don't have to cut my nails again. I just rinse myself off, go to the mikvah, and obviously check yourself and go to the mikvah, then you take off. Fine, that's a personal shahad, but the minig always was that the husband stays home. He didn't go to the babysitting gemach, set up for people and all that. They didn't do that. The minig was the husband stayed home from Ma'ariv. What?
I didn't know there was a gemach.
Okay, important rules of chatzitza. Yeah, let's go further. Anything that the woman is not makbid on at home and when going among people, example, shopping or school meeting, etc., and most women are not normally makbid on this one, not tefillah, is not a problem for tefillah. Now, the testing point of whether one is makbid or not is not whether you go to a chasno or to your own sheva brachas or to your vart this way or not. That's not what that happens once in a life that you have your own chasno or a sheva brachas 7 days. And going to your friend's chasna doesn't happen every night. So we go basa what's normal, which is going downstairs, you're going to the store, you're going to meet your friends. Would you run back 2-3 flights upstairs? If you realize you had this spot on you, would you run up the stairs 2-3 flights to take it off before your friend saw you? That's the testing point. Now, you could assume, I'm assuming so, that you could assume that your wife is normal, and therefore what she feels is not a makbid. That's what normal people are not makbid on, and what she says is makbid, then probably normal people are also makbid on. So you don't have to start asking her, okay, you're not makbid, but maybe other people are makbid. You can assume that what she's not makbid on. That's the next thing here. Anything that the woman is makbid on at home or when among people, even if most women are not makbid or most women are makbid, and she's not, is a problem for three to five.
Are we
makbid or miyashin makbid? Again, the chatzchila, that's what we're going to learn throughout this whole shiur here. The chatzchila, we're going to try to remove that. But what is ma'akev, that is going to be based on this. Okay, therefore, ask a rav before you send her back, because this is going to have to play out. Okay? Fine, let's see here. Teeth. Brush teeth well with a toothbrush and toothpaste one time. After it's clean with a toothpick, preferably a plastic one. Only on the outer side of the teeth and do not, and not on the inside. She doesn't go on the outside of the teeth. Do not force the toothpick, only use it in places where it goes easily smoothly, because if the toothpick gets stuck between her teeth or in her gums, there's no bigger makna than that. So don't force it in. A woman who regularly flosses her teeth should also floss before tefillah. She does not use dental floss regularly. It is preferable for her not to floss before the tefillah, because again, the floss rips, the floss gets stuck and swells, the gums swell, and then it could be other issues. A woman who flosses does not have to use a toothpick. So it's either or, toothpick from the outside, or if she normally flosses, then she should floss. Afterwards, rinse your mouth out with water just to get any schmutz that's left there. Dentures that can be removed must be fine. Time for cleaning teeth, no more than 5 minutes. No more than 5 minutes. Head. Wash hair in hot water with soap or shampoo, then rinse well with hot water and comb. Like we said before, this is ma'akid, or this has to be done. She has to comb her hair. Remove dandruff as well as usually. What? Conditioner is not an issue. She can use conditioner, and it's not an issue. It's not a chatzitza.
Should she?
Whatever will help her get her knots out. I can. Remove dandruff as well as usually done at home. What remains afterwards is not a chatzitza. A woman who has nits should comb her hair with a metal lice comb. What remains afterwards is not chatzitza if she is not makbid on this at home. A woman who has lice, that means the bugs, or suspects that she has lice, should comb her hair with a metal lice comb and make sure to remove all the lice. Sometimes you have to go to someone to check that you removed the lice, or ask the neighbor to come by and check that she removed it. Okay, face. Wash face is usually done at home when not tabling. A woman who never uses soap to wash her face is not required to use soap at the time of Chafifa. A woman who uses makeup should be careful to clean her face very well. And like I said, Matzah Shabbos, this is very negate. You have to keep that in mind Friday night when you're putting on that makeup. That it should be done in a way that you can be able to remove it when it comes to Matzah Shabbos. What?
I'm scared of removing hair last year.
Which one? True, I don't think it's the gate to anyone here.
What?
Okay.
You get other parts about it. Huh? I mean, you get other parts about it. So she loves to make up on
it. It says head, yeah. It's going to say the other parts about it, right? It says head.
Why she's head?
Okay. Okay. Eyes. Remove contact lenses. Again, this is the chatchila. If she ended up going with her contact lenses in, it will not be ma'akev. Clean the eyelashes and corners of the eyes. Eyebrows do not have to be combed or separated, only washed. The eyebrows don't have to be. That's enough. That's just washed. What? So what about them? They don't have what to wash.
So they don't have to pluck them.
I don't know. We're washing what you have, not what you don't have. Okay, it's a hard question. We're trying to go through this. Nose. Blow the nose. Using a wet finger or tissue, wipe out the inside of the nose as deep as usually done. So again, blow the nose is enough. You don't need to stick anything up your nose or down your nose, what sometimes women think. It's enough just to blow the nose and that's it. Then using a wet finger or tissue to wipe out the inside of the nose as deep as usually done. Not further than that. Wherever she goes normally. Ears, clean ears externally and the folds in behind. Using a wet pinky finger, wipe out the inside of the ears as deep as usually done. Again, the same idea. Not to go, you don't have to stick. A woman who is accustomed to cleaning her ears with a Q-tip at home should also do so before the tefillah. She does not usually use Q-tips. She need not do so before the tefillah. Because you said this again. The chatchila we go to as far as you normally do, and that's it. But the evidence, as long as the opening of it was clean, that's also enough. That's also enough. Now, earring holes. Cleaning earring holes. This may be done by passing the earring itself through the hole. A woman who has stopped wearing earrings does not need to clean the holes with the earrings. It's sufficient to remove the dirt by rubbing with the fingers. Just rubbing by the outside. Time for cleaning ears, no more than 3 minutes. Nails and hanging skin. Cut fingernails and toenails as usual. And not more. Cut them normal. And I think you can assume most cases, unless she knows that she's growing long nails and she doesn't want to cut them, but most cases, when she cuts it the way she normally cuts it, that would be fine, halachically fine. If she dafka wants to have long nails, and then speak to her about what to do. Little hanging skin pieces are not a chatzitza. These little cuticles and these things hanging is not a chatzitza unless it's really disturbing you and your mamish want to get it off. But otherwise, it's not a chatzitza.
Nail polish
is included in makeup. Unless you can't get it off, so then you have to speak to her of what to do. Here, 1 second. Hands, warning, do not use bleach or other dangerous substances on the fingers before the tefillah. Dirt that does not come off without bleach is not a chatzitza. Okay? Pen marks and things like that leaves a stain on your finger. There's nothing there. Now, feet. Clean well between the toes. Hard skin on the heel or foot. If one would remove or rub the skin with a stone when bathing at home, she should do so by the chafifa. However, if she would not remove it at home, she need not do so now. Body. Wash the whole body in warm water and soap one time so no dirt remains. A woman who washes only with her hands at home and no sponge or washcloth does not need to use a sponge for the chafifa. Separate all body hairs with fingers, without a comb. Wash private parts by hand externally. clean navels so no dirt remains. After washing the whole body with soap, rinse very well with a lot of water in a shower. A woman should not think or pay attention if she needs the bathroom. Only if she is sure that she needs to use the bathroom, she do so for tefillah. Now, these other questions that people are asking about, if she normally removes the hair and she did not remove the hair, or nail polish, or Friday night she wants to travel with makeup or put makeup on afterwards, these are good questions, and most of them depend on the person. Therefore, if you have the situation, ask.
What if she has a cat?
Also, ask a question for him. It's totally if you can take it off, you can't take it off, how long it's on, who she is, what she is. There's a lot of problems to that. So it's a good question, but ask first. Examination. In Hebrew, examination is iyun. Iyun is a din Torah. It's a din Torah that you need to examine yourself before you go in to make sure that there's no chafifa. I mean, no, chatzitza. Sorry. So therefore, after washing and showering before tefillah, the entire body must be inspected to be sure that there, no dirt remains. Face, inspect in the mirror. Visually inspect all parts of the body that are visible. Front of body, hands, feet, etc. Feel and check remaining parts that are not visible. Head, back, etc. Ask the mikveh attendant to inspect the upper back, which cannot be reached. Now, not all mikvahs does the mikveh attendants do this. Some of them, they tell you that we were told not to do it, and therefore you should do it yourself. So in those mikvahs, usually there are two mirrors that they can see behind them, and that's enough. Time for examination, no more than 2 minutes. That's it. Now, the main thing is to jump down to number 15. The biggest hinder is not to let doubts and worries enter your mind, enter table, and you are happy and calm and return home happy and feeling good. And that's our job, is to set that atmosphere, to give them that encouragement that what they're doing is good and kosher halachically. Okay, any questions?
Deodorant on the mikvah?
Better put on afterwards.
No stick or spray.
Better put on afterwards.
Permanent marker.
It shouldn't be a problem if you wash them. Say if you wash them.
Wash yourself, still some left.
Yeah, what's left is not in the mamushes. It's a stain in the skin. It shouldn't be a problem. If it's paint or nail polish or makeup, that's a question. Yeah, over Shabbos, we're not going to tell her that she has to be makbid to make sure that her hair stays combed and all that. So again, she has to know herself. If there's a chance that her hair got tangled or naughty over Shabbos or dirty over Shabbos, so then she has to wash it again. But if not, then she does not have to wash it over there. What a lot of times happens is that because you did Erev Shabbos, therefore it's much easier to do it Matzei Shabbos. Whatever you need to do is easier. But what I forgot to mention was, what happens when your Lel Tefillah comes out on a Matzei Yantiv, or let's say Rosh Hashanah, when it comes out the second night, right? So then I can't do a chafifa earlier, and I can't do a chafifa later. Then you're going to have to do an Erev, and make sure that it's still combed out for that second night. So there are aitzes for that. Put in a pony, pin it up, or different aitzes depending on her hair. Any other questions?
Stitches, scabs.
So again, stitches, one should ask, because it depends on where the stitches are, and it depends also what type of stitches it is. Scabs, usually if you wash yourself and you start setting the bath, should not be a problem. As a matter of fact, just leave them and don't touch them. If they're supposed to fall off, they'll fall off. If they're not supposed to, then leave them.
Dry skin,
like we said, when you normally take off, you normally take off. More than that, you don't have to.
Waxing, beard and tail.
That goes back to removing hair. That is, depends.
What does the Rav hold about showering in the mikvah? You shouldn't shower at home.
The meaning is that afterwards you do not shower in the mikvah. When you come home, you can shower at home.
And right in the right, that goes that way. You look at each body part.
Forget about measuring right in the meat. It's done again.
Is there any purpose to file nails? Any reason to file nails, or just cutting is enough?
Cutting is enough. Nowadays, for sure. Nowadays, your nails are not dirty. Guaranteed.
Okay.
The whole chash that our ma is only because your nails are dirty. Nowadays our nails are not dirty, so the whole thing.
She has a cold. She has a cold.
Blow your nose beforehand. That's it. Just blow your nose.
I got it all.